You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced they will be building a 500-bed prison at Waikerea to replace the old prison. Calvin Davis said that this new prison will include a 100-bed mental health unit. I spoke to Tania Sawicki-Mead from Just Speak about the prison and the government's plans. I started by asking how Waikerea will be different to other prisons in New Zealand.
Well, the mental health unit, to our knowledge, is the first of its kind in New Zealand, where the focus, I guess, will be on treatment of prisoners who present with mental health disorders or poor mental health. And we think that's really positive development. We know that Corrections' own research says that 91% of people who are currently in prison have had a lifetime diagnosis of either mental health disorders or addiction disorders. So addressing that is a really great way to help address the causes of the growth in our prison population.
Do you think that a mental health unit of this size in one prison will be effective?
I think any new approach to the way that we structure our corrections facilities is a good idea, given the fact that so much of what we've done to date contributes to the problem rather than addresses it. Really, actually, what would be better would be more support, more facilities based in the community, because those typically are more effective, and they're also able to kind of provide a better wraparound service in a therapeutic environment rather than in a punitive one. But it's a good start for sure, and I think if this is the direction that this government wants to take corrections in, then we support them moving away from a model of locking them up and throwing away the key.
Just going back to that, money being spent on mental health sort of outside of prison, before these people even get to the stage of being in prison, don't you think that it would be better, it's potentially better spent in that way rather than still having prisons and still, but just making a mental health unit there?
100%. That money would be far better spent in the community. And it was funny, well, not maybe not funny, but it was interesting to see that the government announced the same day that they announced the Waikerea decision, they talked about a 50% increase in the number of detox beds available at the Auckland City Mission. I think that really the amount of funding for those two things should have been flipped around. It would be great to have seen 100 beds in the community for social detox and addiction services, rather than, you know, 15. Yeah, and I think that overall more preventative spending in general would yield way better outcomes in the long term. Spending money on a mental health unit is better than spending money on locking people up in a high security unit, even when they're not high security. But fundamentally, this is still money going into an institution that isn't really set up to address the reasons why people end up in prison. And what we really want to see is a game plan from the government about what they're going to start doing to address the causes of offending, or the drivers of offending, rather, and what they're going to do to start turning that ship around.
So just as you said, if the government's going to go in this way, if we're going to, you know, have mental health facilities be in prisons rather than necessarily put the money beforehand, do you think that obviously this is an upgrade than how it's been before, do you think it will be better for rehabilitation, or is it just still largely punitive with a fresh coat of paint?
I think it's hard to say until we see some more details about what the nature of the institution will be and how it will be run, who it will be staffed by, and what the principles that it will be run on. I mean, yeah, I think it's better than an entirely punitive model with a little sprinkle of rehabilitation, and anything that comes from a perspective of understanding what drives people to certain behaviours and how to address them will have a better outcome for rehabilitation and reintegration than just simply locking people up. But Waikerea is still a challenging place to do rehabilitative works because it's so far away from really anywhere. They had a few opportunities for work experience on farms and stuff like that, but that's not really a good replacement for connection with your community and an ability to kind of reconnect with people that will help support you to, you know, a better life, those things are probably more important than, you know, learning how to milk a cow.
Fair.
Having said that, work is an important, you know, providing work opportunities for people who have left prison is a really important thing. It's just that that needs to come with acknowledgement that people live in communities and are supported by their communities, and they need to be connected to communities, whether they're new communities or old communities, for those individuals, in order to have a successful shot at a good life.
Yeah, I sort of feel like people should be connected to a community that they can actually connect to, that they have like family in, and that they, rather than necessarily, not everybody comes from a farm. Do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, for some people, the community they were connected to beforehand is not always the greatest place to go back to, particularly if no work has been done with that family or their whānau in terms of addressing, you know, the situation and the drivers that led that person into the criminal justice system in the first place. But you need community of some kind. You know, you can't be sent back out of prison without really a sense of people being there to support you. And sometimes those will be new people, and sometimes it will be family and whānau. You know, it will depend. But, yeah, that's the most important thing. And I think that's what we struggle to see with the way that the correction system is currently run. There's not enough focus on understanding what a human person needs to survive in this world, particularly when they're trying to recover from mental illness, drug and alcohol addiction, or just simply having spent, you know, 5 years in prison in a really kind of punitive and stressful environment.
Just onto another announcement about the prison. It's been said that there will be some double bunking. What is your thoughts on this?
I mean, double bunking is such a travesty. It really does undermine the safety for people who are inside, and it's a violation of the Mandela rules. It's just something that really we should be avoiding at all costs because of the dangers that it can pose and the kind of degradation of human dignity. I think that it's really sad that this government has chosen to follow in the footsteps of the previous government in terms of double bunking becoming the kind of norm in a way. And I think it's really concerning that this is somehow kind of acceptable now. I just think that it's so important the government start work now to figure out how to reduce the prison population, not only this forecast, but reduce where it currently is, so that fewer and fewer people have to be double bunked, and we can work towards that.
What does Just Speak want to come out of the Waikerea prison? Obviously, there are some positives with the mental health unit, but there are also some negatives with the fact it is still another prison and with double bunking. What does Just Speak want to come out of this decision by the government?
I think we want to see that whatever institution they build, that it is an institution that, in 10 years, when we've hopefully achieved our goals of reducing the prison population beyond 30%, that we've achieved the as-yet unspecified goal of reducing the mass incarceration of Māori, that it's an institution that is still useful for us in terms of addressing people who have serious issues. And I think building high-security units is never a good way to invest in the future if your future is trying to be one where you're working on evidence-based solutions, supporting people, not punishing them. Really, in the long term, what we want to see is no prisons built at Waikerea, particularly because it is so far away and so remote. But if you're going to build something, at least build something that you will be able to use in years to come when we've got a better model for dealing with harmful behaviour, one that isn't about just locking people up, one that's about supporting them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.